أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. This is the last ayat quoted from the Quran Sharif with regard to the great virtues and benefits of istighfar. With regard to all this, we should remember that committing sin by this great benefits of istighfar, there is no license given that we must commit sins, that you can just go about freely and commit sins and that Allah Ta'ala will forgive. It isn't for that purpose whatsoever. But it is for those who have committed sin and they do not lose hope, that they make tawbah and change their lives. That is what really tawbah and istighfar is, that a person changes his life and he becomes sincere and he does not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah knows that He has created us, we will err, but that we make tawbah and turn to Allah Ta'ala. So all the ayat which encourage us to make tawbah, istighfar, is not that you can commit sins and you don't worry and I'll just make tawbah from it. No, that is not the case at all. But it is that it is encouragement that we change our lives and refrain and stay away from all sins. This ayat is also very much with regard to how great Allah is and how much He forgives. But we must keep in the back of mind that all this is not that we just carry on committing sin, but that we encourage to give up sin. Not to make sin, but to give up sin. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. And those people, if they have committed a very major guna, one of the big gunas if they have committed. The other commentary of this is, if they have committed adultery, which is a very major guna. For those people who have committed that, for them also Allah does not leave out hope for them. But they must give up that evil life and they must turn sincerely to Allah Ta'ala. Oh, zalamu anfusahum, or they have wronged themselves. That is, they have committed any other guna, but it is, does not reach to the stage of this very major and very big gunas. If they have done that, dhakarullah, then, and they think of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, also, there are two meanings. One is, they think of Allah Ta'ala, that what have I done? I'm going to be facing Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Allah is going to interrogate and question me about this, and He will be angry. How will I answer? That is the one. Other is that dhakarullah fastaghfaru li dhunubihim. They remember Allah and consequently immediately they seek forgiveness from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is narrated in a hadith, if a person commits any sin, a major sin also, and then he makes wudu properly, a good wudu, and he asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, he will find Allah forgiving for him. Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. And if a person commits sin and he carries on committing the sin, and he's just with words, he says, Tawbah, Astaghfirullah. Or as we teach little children to hit on their cheeks, Tawbah, Tawbah. That is making a joke with Allah and playing making a fool of Allah Ta'ala. That is not permitted at all. That is a serious thing. The thing is, a person must come out of that sin. Also, it is said in the hadith that a person who commits a sin even 70 times a day, the same sin, but every time he makes tawbah, istighfar, sincerely, but he falls in the sin again, he won't be counted amongst those people who are making israr on sin. A person who is continuously committing sin, he won't be regarded amongst those people. So that person, he seeks forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala himself says, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who is there who can forgive your sins besides Allah? Nobody else is there. We are going to return only to Allah. We are only Allah's. Only He has created us. And He is the only one who can forgive our sins. Our deen is not like in Christianity where you go to the priest and you ask him to pardon you and he forgives you. That is not the case. A person asks directly to Allah Ta'ala. becoming bad with a sheikh or even admitting one's weaknesses. It's not that the sheikh must forgive you, he will guide you how to give up those sins of yours. But it is only Allah who can forgive and only Allah who forgives. So Allah Ta'ala consoles the sinner also that see, Allah is there to forgive you. You seek forgiveness from him. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا. And they are not persistent and insistent on committing that sin. That is, they don't repeatedly commit it. And as it has come in the hadith, that even if a person commits the same sin 70 times, but every time he makes sincere tawbah, that, Ya Allah, I won't do it again. Even if he does it again, Allah will still forgive him. So nobody must ever lose hope in the great mercy and forgiveness of Allah. But at the same time, this is no license to commit sins either. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah says, and they know. What is the meaning of this? One is a person, he committed a sin, he says, I didn't know. So you can excuse him, he didn't know. But here Allah Ta'ala says, they knew they were committing sin. They knew it was a sin. Or another meaning of it, they knew the evil of that sin. And they knew also that to continuously commit that sin, that it is very bad, it is very harmful to continuously commit a sin. All this they knew, or that they knew that we have got an Allah who is forgiving, who is oft forgiving, he is merciful. Or they knew that I just have to ask maaf and Allah will make me maaf. So in this ayat, there is great encouragement for the sinners to give up the sin. Come out of the sin is the first thing. Make sincere istighfar, what we have done was wrong. Sincere tawbah for the future, I will never commit and repeat that sin again. And then we will find that Allah is there to forgive a person. A person must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.